good morning. This is K2PCB, Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Bravo. We are mobile on this Friday morning and listening for any calls. K2PCB.
Kilo 2 Papa Charlie Baker. This is Kilo Echo 2 Golf Delta Quebec. Good morning.
Golf Delta Quebec, good morning, good morning. It is finally Friday. We have made it, and the rain finally arrived. At least it is in my travel. It's not coming down, but it's wet along the way. Good morning.
Yeah, I had the window open a crack last night, and I did think I thought I heard a little bit of rain at one point when I woke up. And I do see that the streets and everything were wet this morning, which is fine, as long as it's not that deluge that we were getting last week or the week before.
Yeah, I was hoping to get out tomorrow, so hopefully it dries up between now and then. And also, in our parking lot, they have a section of it taped off. They are looking to do, I don't know if it's like a water main leak, but earlier in the week, like right at the beginning of the week, there was this puddle in the parking lot, and it had not rained, so I thought it was, you know, somebody in a pickup truck pulled out of their spot, had a bed full of water, you know how that sometimes happens, and it comes out. Well, I came home, and I'm like, oh, that water's still there. That's kind of surprising. Well, it's what it is. And then it continued and continued, and it's relatively substantial now. So I don't know if it's under the parking lot, if it's the edge of the parking lot, but yeah, we got a notice saying that they're shutting down our water today for a few hours to do some kind of repair out there. So I guess we'll find out when I get home, or you know where the hole in patch job is, to see where the water was coming from. Over the next couple of weeks, they're supposed to be doing hydrant draining. So lots of disruptions to our water. Speaking of water.
Yeah, I think through the winter and early spring, as the ground thaws, that's when the water pipes tend to break. For whatever reason, I mean, obviously there's earth movement around it. I've seen that before where there's spots where, you know, along roads, there's always a puddle. And you're like, it hasn't rained for 3 days. How could there still be a puddle here? On some of our streets, I know that it's the sump pumps, they can't go into the sewer, which some of them did. So they have to now drain to the street. So that they can get picked up with the storm system.
Yeah, that whole system's kind of a mess. It's unfortunate how people have to divert their water in times of heavy rains and whatnot. Yeah, that sucks. Hopefully ours won't be too bad. It doesn't actually involve our apartment, just the parking lot. I did fill up the bathtub with some water this morning at Lynn's request to, if it goes longer than they claim, at least we'll be able to flush the toilet a handful of times by refilling the tank.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. We haven't had an issue where we've had to, stockpile water for anything lately. A few years ago, we did have the valve out in front of the house. They couldn't find it, so they had to put one in it. But that was just on our house, and it was only briefly. And other than that, we haven't had any water issues, knock on wood.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this is a quick patch. It's only a few hours like they said it's supposed to be, but Lynn's been watching, and I think I mentioned this before, a lot of prepper videos as of late, and wanting to build up our food supply and thermal blankets and, you know, everything that, small container, packable, ready to, you know, hunker down for a year or run. I told her I've got communications taken care of for the most part. I'll let her figure out everything else. But once you start on, you know, a couple of those videos, it seems like you end up getting inundated with more. And so every day she's talking about something new. I've got one of these little, I'll say camp stoves, you know, these ultralight portable runs on little butane canisters. And she's asking me, well, do you have any butane canisters? Well, no, we're not going camping right now. Well, what if something happens and we need to cook, we need to boil water or something? I guess we'll have to use propane. But yeah, it's kind of funny. It's almost a daily occurrence of, you know, checking in with me to see what we have, what are we ready for, what do we want to buy in canvas.
Well, that's not a bad thing to have some plan for 3 to 5 days, you know, in case there is some sort of emergency. I know some people have, you know, they've got food and water for like 2 or 3 months. You know, hopefully in our lifetime and hopefully my grandkids' lifetime, we never have to worry about something like what's going on in Iran, you know, or Venezuela. You know, hopefully it's always quiet.
So Lynn might not agree because we'd have to, you know, definitely ration, but I think we could probably go 3 weeks without using any external, you know, needing to go to the store, needing to draw from, you know, the water supply we had. We have enough liquid, water, beverages, food, probably 3 weeks. I think we'd be okay. It'd be a lot of cold meals for the most of it, but I think we'd do okay. I think Lynn would probably last about an hour, maybe two, without the internet and streaming TV.
We could probably go a week, maybe two. I think we got enough stores, and then I got to look at the water supply to make sure if there was no water available. I do have the pool in the backyard, so I'd never have to worry about keeping water to flush the toilets or anything. Just the potable water would be the biggest thing. Yeah, we probably got a couple of weeks ahead of us if we needed.
Yeah, we buy those 5 gallons of water, not the Primo pre-filled water, but we go to the filling stations. And we have 3 containers that are always in rotation. So long as we're not, you know, running ourselves down to the end, which we rarely do, we try to top it off every week and then rotate them through. But we could probably get like a week on a 5 gallon. Again, if we ration a little, we could probably stretch that out a bit. Interesting, because we were talking about water. When I say we, my neighbor and I yesterday, her and her son were out front when I was walking in, and her son was carrying in the groceries, and I started talking to her, and she was going, she was running back out for physical therapy because she hurt her shoulder. She thinks it was from carrying those 5 gallons of water. And so we got to talking about, you know, alternatives, and she was saying how in the bank in town that she works at, they switch from the water bottle service, because that was costly, to putting in a pretty substantial filter system, and apparently the well water that's supplied to the village, even through that filtration system, is not still not tasting well for the employees, that they're not happy with it. And it's interesting because Lynn and I, we were just talking about buying a smaller apartment-sized portable reverse osmosis system to refill our bottles without having to... Hold it a second here to see how long it takes for that to drop. I'm curious at what point in my speech is it...
Yeah, I think you timed out, Travis. I heard some sort of series of beeps coming from Ross's node.
Okay, was there, actually, I said something after that. After you heard those beeps, did it stop right after that? Because I think those beeps are generated on my end.
Yeah, because I've heard those beeps coming when you've been talking before, and then I did hear you say something, and then you dropped. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was curious, because I see a little transmitting indicator, and then I hear the beeps, and I was looking, but the transmitting indicator didn't drop for a few seconds after that, so I was wondering if the heart stopped at the beeps, or is it a little bit of a delay? Yeah, that's okay. Not a big deal. Yeah, I'll pause and see if there's anyone else, see if Jeff's joining us, or even Ross from home this morning. This is K2PCB. Yeah, so that would be an interesting topic for, you know, one of the local nets is, you know, not that you want to, you know, propagate this panic, which I think the Whitland's a little bit falling victim to, but to ask people, you know, if you did not have access to, you know, the local supermarket and or utilities, how long could you last? Do you need to change anything to make that situation more comfortable for you?
Yeah, that would be an interesting topic. You know, I've heard a lot about, you know, bug out bags, you know, you got to bug out. And then I read somewhere where, well, maybe bugging in is a lot better than bugging out. You know, what do you do to prepare yourself within your home to be safe? Because when you think about it, you know, for me, you know, to carry a radio and a battery with me, or radios and batteries, the extra weight, some sort of firearm and ammunition, that adds a lot of weight. Water is incredibly heavy, you know, so sometimes bugging in is better than bugging out.
Yeah, Lynn was even quizzing the great-nephew of hers that comes over, goes to school across the way there, if he was familiar, do they tell the students about where the fallout shelter is in the school, and is it still considered a fallout shelter? I know they've done some expansions on the building, but I can't imagine they've gotten rid of it. So there's a space that's adjacent to the range for the rifle team and club down there that was identified as a fallout shelter years ago. Whether there were actual supplies in there, I don't know. If they still maintain those, also don't know. Be very, very interesting to find out. And I don't even know if they promote it, if it's still there.
You know, I don't ever remember my kids talking about doing a fallout drill like I had to do when I was in school. And I'm thinking that a lot of the fallout shelters, the supplies that they had in there have gone by the wayside. I don't think that's a thing anymore. That, at least my feeling. I don't know for sure, but that's just my feeling.
So this is very interesting. I just did a basic Google search, as you know, we would assume, at least it thinks that a lot of them have been decommissioned or repurposed, which makes sense. But it also says for current emergencies, you can query non-nuclear shelters by typing shelter and your zip code and sending that text messaging that to 43362. I think that's very interesting. Now, is that I almost want to do it. Although it does say it comes back to the Georgia emergency management system, but I hear something from FEMA. Okay, so maybe that is a thing.
Yeah, I'll have to do that too, just to see. They say, first thing you should do when you walk in a building is look to see where the emergency exits are, just so you're aware. So knowing where to go if you need to go to a fallout shelter, that would be good. Changing the subject, I had a very interesting conversation last night with a gentleman on MeshCore, versus MeshTastic. At some point, we should probably chit-chat about that a little bit.
Yeah, I know we've only got about a minute left, but I think Jeff would probably be good to have in that conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was there too when I was talking to this guy about MeshCore, and there definitely sounds like there's advantages and disadvantages to both. I mean, it's like Apple versus Windows, in a way. I like the idea of either technology for what it provides, other than ham radio. Ham radio is good, but I like the idea of being able to send encrypted messages if need be. We'll have to talk about that. But it's probably about time for you to go in the building.
So I'm going to make a run for it. And I actually sent that, and it said within 200 miles, there's no coordinated location. So I'll have to look further. All right, this is K2PCB. Have a nice weekend. Talk to you soon.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ, and we'll be clear for this channel for today. Have a great weekend, Travis.